Blog Talk Radio.
Well, did you register to vote? Did you vote? Now I'm going to open the lines. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's live. It's going to reach the world. And the show is archived. So if you want to weigh in, if you have a comment, if you have a prediction, you have a premonition, call in 347-637-3789. What do you think is going to happen? Who do you think is going to win? But did you vote? And now I don't want to have to say this again. If you didn't vote, you don't get to complain. It is your right. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. And I'd love to hear from all of you across the ocean. What are your thoughts on our election in America? You know, darlings, there is no doubt that the 2016 presidential election will greatly impact the future of our Second Amendment. Americans, today, you have a decision to make. And you've heard me say this before, I dislike all politicians equally. Yeah, I do. And I make no bones about it. Because you see, all of the grasshoppers, all of the newbies that come in, what statesmen did we have? So they all have, I've always equated it to a love affair. You know, you see your soulmate across the room and, man, you're going to be on your best behavior. You are going to say and do anything to capture his or her heart. That's what happens in an election. They'll promise you anything and everything. Now, once they get in and they take hold of the reins, the helm of their office, they have to put up with the old guard. And the old guard could be gassy old geezers that say, hey, wait a minute. Nothing's going to change. This is the way it is. And in many times, they have to conform, or else they're booted out. And you know what was interesting during all of the debates and all of the campaigning? And I did I send an email? I may have. All of this rhetoric. Oh, man, what they're going to do for the world and all the nastiness and all this other crapola that we had to listen to. When did they address the strongest lobby, the voting power in America? Sizzling, sensational senior. You know, we're living longer. And we're smart. Yeah, Hillary and Donald. What are you doing for us? It was never addressed. In all of the debates, I kept sitting and waiting and waiting. What are you going to do for us? And what about our Social Security? Don't you dare touch it, any of you. Privatize it? Hey, you're in a position. Don't even talk about touching our Social Security. Because you see, we earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. So, didn't you find it strange that they didn't really say, look, seniors, you have shaped the world. You have shaped everything. And we want to honor you. We want you to enjoy your life like it's golden. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Doesn't matter what your age is. But I do hope that you grasshoppers voted. I don't know who you voted for. I voted early, and I tell no one what my position is because I need to stay neutral. And to get behind the thinking of whether you voted for Hillary or Donald, how is it going to serve you? And you want to know what's interesting about we seniors? We have the power to put you in, and we also have the power to take you out. And I think there should be term limits on everything. And what qualifications does anyone really have to run this incredible country? Warts and all, I wouldn't leave the U.S. for anything. Freedom of speech. However, let me caution you. It has been predicted that tomorrow, Wednesday, at 9, on the 9th, stay home. Don't get into any conversations with anyone that might cause a conflict. Because people are filled with rage. I can never understand why, but they're filled with rage. And they'll shoot you if look at you if you don't embrace their choice for the most powerful position in the world, President of the United States. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Sidebar, before I go into my pitch on the world is waiting for you, the time is now. Timing is everything. And this is what you need to think about when you want to promote you. The call-in number, for the guest call-in number to weigh in on the most important day of the entire year. 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And you're listening to Live with Kathy. Election Day, November 8th, 2016. You need to vote. And don't give me this. I don't like anyone. Well, when you don't vote, the one that you don't want to win will win. Log on simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and click on all of the buttons and be sure you click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Roger and I love performing together. And we come from two different worlds. We'll traverse the universe. Of course, the rates are individually assessed. And then, for a new genre in fundraising, love letters. Email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And let me know what your thoughts are. Do you have a show idea? You know, my shows are eclectic. You know what eclectic means? It means it's a variety. And I will, this week it's all going to be the election. Tomorrow, the aftermath. And on the 10th, come soar with me to Norway, the Arctic swells, the surfers with ice-cold water, and how it resonates with our election today, November 8th. And then Friday, we're going to honor the veterans, Veterans Day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and you're still on my website. Scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. And once you've learned my methods and techniques and my secrets, they're yours for life and they go with you everywhere. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the fountain of youth. And yes, looks do matter. It's nonfiction. It's available by getting in touch with me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And it's an ebook or a soft copy. It's all about you. How do you want to look and feel right now, next week, in a year or two? Nonfiction and affordable. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We've bared our soul. We've bared our soul to share with you what we experience, the tragedies, the little spiders, the little nigglies that came into our traversing the abyss. You can live your life like it's golden. It's up to you. Available at AuthorHouse.com and Amazon. And then scroll down to The Heart of the Lion with Tom Puttrick. What an out-of-this-world experience. Have you ever traveled abroad? Consider Africa. And get yourself a good travel agent. And be sure you write a journal. That's how the book was birthed. It's available at Ex Libris or Amazon. And then there's 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. So 115 of us bared our soul. Hey, we didn't care. We thought if it's going to make a difference, if we're going to get an aha from someone, then it was worth it. 101 Great Ways is available at SelfGrowth and Amazon.com, and you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I know it's Election Day, but did you know that internet radio is exploding? It's a powerful marketing tool, and you're going to learn so much about you. It's the power of the written, of the spoken word. A win-win proposition. Internet marketing builds equity, confidence, and value. Come on, soar with me. Soar with the eagles. You don't want to run with the herd. Call to action. The world is waiting. Entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, business owners, corporations. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Now I want you to imagine your very own half-hour radio show where you are the star. Imagine sharing your story with the world. It's your story, your way, you own it. Broadcasting on Live with Kathy. I'm going to reach the world, and even locally, bloating. Best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline phone or a very sophisticated, updated cell phone. It's your show. It's archived. I email you the link, and you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes! Did you hear me? In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and it will circle the world. You could choose your day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I will work with you on the flexibility of time, and I also work with you on your content. I am your director. No loose cannons. There's a one-time modest fee. I look forward to working with you, but we have to resonate. So that's why you need to get in touch with me at Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. There is no doubt, it bears repeating, that the 2016 presidential election is contentious. It is almost scary. But can't you feel the energy? Can't you feel the energy? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the International Iron Workers, the Dom Perignon of the trades. I don't know, do you need a career or a job? Log on ironworkers.org. Ironworkers, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. And by the way, the CD is available, Ironworkers, a Noble Profession. I open with a bombastic fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copland. Then I segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of a male dancer and the arduous training that both the male and the female dancer, the swan, endured to bring this almost seamlessly effortless production. But there is a contrast. It's available. It's 8 minutes long. And you could get it by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, when you log on ironworkers.org, you need to qualify for your position. But imagine 3 to 4 years you're an apprentice, and then you become a journeyman. But while you're there, as an apprentice, you're getting paid, your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by our CPA, Greg McIntyre. You have a little question, a little query? You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth. Come on, looks do matter. Don't you want to turn heads when you walk into an auditorium or a restaurant? You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. In the Elixir, page 42, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our face. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins in the body. Why do you think we get ill? Why do you think we age before our time? Because you ain't doing your homework. No, you're not. I know that you're all lazy. And Mother Nature and Father Time are salivating, wringing their hands, waiting for you. Oh, good. It doesn't have to be that way. The book is only available through getting in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by an extraordinary author, Edith Nam. She survived 4 cancers, thyroid, breast, colon, and liver. And she wrote the nonfiction book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life and Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Get the book. You won't be able to put it down. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy. Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. This is an opportune time. Don't quit your day job. But I don't know, how passionate are you about being your own boss? There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? You need the formula. You need the business plan. You cannot. If you want to give a voice to your passion, not only on Blog Talk Radio, Internet, but owning your own business, you must have a business plan. Did you hear me? You have to have a business plan. You still have time to weigh in. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Election Day, November 8th, 2016. It's going to impact the future of our Second Amendment. Do any of you know what it is? The U.S. Constitution protects the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. It was adopted on December 15th, 1791. You could log on Second Amendment and read the debates between various organizations regarding gun control and gun rights. The debate continues. Pre-Constitution background. Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Take me back to the English Bill of Rights in 1689. You know, Europe has so much history. Amatica, you're too young. You can't even hold a candle to them. Log on. English Bill of Rights of 1689. Read about the early English settlers in America. Then read about James Madison, who drafted the Second Amendment in 1789. Conflict and Compromise. It was adapted for the militia. And I have to be very honest with you. I don't know when the transition happened that it is now acceptable. Is that the word? I can't be sure. It's okay as a private citizen to own a gun. Huh. I don't know your age. I don't know your ethnicity. I don't know where you're listening from, but would you own a gun and have it in your house? 347-637-3789. No, I won't. Scares me half to death. No pun intended. But if I were, I would take the necessary steps to protect me and children and anyone that came into my home. Some of you out there, you don't have a brain cell working. You've got children, and the gun is accessible. They don't know. You see, children are our future. I really feel, a sidebar, anyone that wants to own a gun should be subject to a psychological test. Anyone that wants to be a policeman should be subjected to a psychological test. Anyone that wants to teach our children should be subjected to a psychological test to make sure that they're not crazy in their thinking. So what are you thinking? Do you want a gun in your household? Is it the right of the people? I think the IRN is encouraging. Oh, yes, yes. No. You have to qualify. That's the word I was looking for. You have to qualify. Do you? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And my voice is going to be heard in minutes. And yours can too. When you want to own your own passion. If you want to give a voice to your passion. email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. So let's bring it closer to home. What do you think Donald Trump and Hillary are doing? Wouldn't you love to be the little fly on the wall to get inside their brain? This is a monumentous task. This is the greatest country in the world. But I have to tell you, there's quite an article in the New York Times, October 23rd, and it has to do with no undecideds in this audience. Hillary Clinton's longtime friends gather in Chicago to watch her debate. Yeah, I watch the debates, and I have to tell you, sidebar, all I had to do was look at her eyes. Just look at her eyes. But many of them said that they really feel confident. Yes, girl, you could do this. When Hillary was first lady, one of her friends would on occasion meet her at the White House where Mrs. Clinton would put on a hat and sunglasses, and the two would sneak out for a walk and coffee undisturbed. They were there during the dark times too, Monica Lewinsky, impeachment, the emails. Is that going to resonate? Who do you want to run your country? And I'm quoting Hillary. My friends are from grade school and high school, and they're incredibly honest with me. This is what she told the Tribune in 1969. There is no evidence whatsoever that they are in awe of me, and sometimes I wish they were. Now, there are about a dozen of her friends in all plan to travel to New York City on Election Day to support their friend. What is going to happen? Who have you decided will run our country? The most vicious election, nasty, that I could ever remember. The Second Amendment. I asked you how you felt about that. How do you feel about the personalities of Trump and Clinton? By the way, they're no spring chickens. I think Hillary is 69 and Trump is 70. What do you feel that each one will bring to the table? How are they going to serve us? I really feel that there should be a total right to recall. Whoever wins should have about a year to let's see what they're going to do. And if we're not happy, I want total recall. Look, darlings, this is your life. This is the ground floor for the history of our country today. And if she's elected, she will be the first female. But you know, I wondered, did you vote for her because she was female? Now, tomorrow you could call in. I'll be on the air at 11:30, same time. And tell me why you did and why you feel that she was a better choice. I told you I dislike both of them equally. Did you vote for Trump? Why? No guts, no glory? Look, we already know about you. Yeah. We're living in this digital era. And I do hope that you voted. And until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.